time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got a couple of folks with Helper City. I've got new Public Works Director Michael Mastin and Mayor Lenise Peterman, and we're going to talk about the Water Board. There are some positions that are open. We're going to tell you if you're interested, what you can do, how you can go about being on the Water Board, and what the Water Board does, really, for another, you know, for lack of better terms, what they do. This is going to be informational for me as well, so we're going to find out a lot of things right now. Michael and Lenise, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
So, Michael, we're going to start with you. You want to go by Mike or Michael?
Either one. Okay. Flexible.
All right. New Public Works Director, taking over for Gary Harwood, who retired earlier in the year. What does that mean to you? I mean, how long have you been at Helper City? You were born and raised basically in Helper City, right?
Yes, correct. I started back in May, and a lot of big shoes to fill, but I'm doing the best I can and trying to make improvements.
So are you slowly learning, or is it kind of like drinking out of a fire hose?
You know, a lot of people tell me it's baptism by fire, but I'm slowly learning and being told on a daily basis I'm doing a good job. So I'm not being told that, then I'd... Yeah.
Then you worry.
Yeah.
Then you worry. All right. And Lenise wanted to bring you in because to talk about this, because you kind of work with the Water Board on all of this stuff. So let's talk for a moment about what the Water Board does. And if you know, great. And Lenise, if you have to jump in here, that's fine, too. Let's talk about what the Water Board does and how integral of a part they are to Helper City.
Okay. So the Water Conservation Board is a advisory board. And what it does is it's a group of people that talk and bring ideas of how to get people educated, because a lot of times the citizens of the community aren't really educated on how to use water wisely. And then, therefore, you start getting into more and more drought. Water's a passion of mine. It's always been a passion. And I've went to several trainings on how to educate people on using water wisely.
And so then it sounds to me like the Water Board is really, it's a group that kind of sits together and comes up with different ideas for conservation. Is that basically what it's boiled around to?
Correct.
All right. And how many people sit on that board?
I think we decided between 5 and 7. Mike will sit on the board as well because he's the city liaison for that board and can bring ideas and suggestions from the board to city council if they need to make decisions or vote on certain things. So Mike is that, he will be that board chair for us for Helper City.
And at a certain point, and you mentioned it just before we came on the air, at a certain point, yes, you know what, we have to hold out hope for a big snowfall and a great winter and things like that. But I think, as far as I know, the county and some of the other cities in the area, we've been doing okay managing our water use and cutting back on our water usage. Would that be about the same for Helper City as well?
Correct. We are going to try to, we've talked about xeriscaping different areas, educating the kids. It starts at a kid level and having them take pamphlets home to their parents and just teach them, you know, a leaky toilet does use, you know, 100 gallons a day, roughly, if it continually leaks. And so that's just easy water to save.
Right. And you know, that's the thing, is it's always easy to look at the big things, you know, like, you know, curtailing our water usage in the summertime when we're watering outside, or only watering 2 or 3 times a week, and those kinds of things. In the fall and winter months, you should really turn inward and look at what's going on in your home. And yeah, like you said, a leaky toilet, a leaky faucet, those kinds of things. I had even heard, you know what, the one of the main things that people can do is your washing machine and watching how much water you use that way. So my question is, how many people are you looking for on the board? And what do we need to do as far as if people are interested and want to sign up for that?
Well, what we'd like for them to do is for any of the boards Helper City has, and this is the museum board, the library board, and so on, we'd like them to come down to City Hall, pick up an application, complete the application. indicating what boards they're interested in serving on. And then we would appoint them in a council meeting for a certain term. From there, it becomes the board getting together as they see fit. You know, is that once a month or is it twice a month during the summer months? But they would make those determinations with really an eye towards educating and helping us do a better job managing our water resources just all the way around. So
really the first step is going to be going to the Helper City offices and getting that application.
Correct.
And the other great thing is this is a way to be involved in your city.
Yes.
It truly is. You know, maybe you don't want to run for city council. Maybe you don't want to do that. But this is a way to kind of make integral decisions that are going to help your city down the road. And once again, we can hope for that big snowstorm and hope that we have a really, you know, I hate saying this because I know people are just going to be upset over it. I hope you have a really hard winter.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But we need it. And, yes. And that's the other thing about it. And when that fails, then we have to go back and look at these conservation tips. So this is great. When are you looking to fill these seats?
We'd like to do it as quickly as possible, begin positioning for the spring, equipping the board with the tools that they need to help us come up with a conservation plan. We've just submitted one to the state, as we have to. And just really exercising new ideas and concepts that, you know, we don't have the market on those. So we want citizens to help us determine the best strategies for conserving our water and making sure we have enough for everyone next summer.
So are we putting a hard cutoff date on when to get the applications in by, or is this just kind of a, if you're interested, sign up and let's get you taken care of?
I'd like to see it no later than the end of November. That will give us ample time to have parties. You know, if we miss them, they have an opportunity to tap in if they choose to. And then really setting that board in December and, you know, letting them go come January and start educating us.
And getting out and getting started. Well, that's perfect. We had, of course, we've been speaking with Michael Mastin, the Public Works Director at Helper City. And we're also speaking with Helper City Mayor Lenise Peterman about putting people on the Water Advisory Board for Helper City. If you're interested, head on down there to Helper City, get the application and get it in. And we're thinking by the end of November to get those applications in.
Yes, sir.
All right. Lenise and Michael, thank you so much for taking out the time for coming in today. We appreciate it. And let's get this information out there and, yeah, be a part of your city. This
yes.
is a perfect way to get your toe in the door, so to speak.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.